There are lots of ways to prepare crawfish, but it's the boil that brings out their best qualities. And these are not limited to flavor. Served in massive quantities, dumped upon a table where friends and strangers feast alongside each other, crawfish are the ultimate social food. And, as it happens, the annual crawfish mania across this state hits its stride just when Louisiana itself is at its most social. The harvest has been trickling in for months now, of course, but as the price predictably drops and the abundance surges, the crawfish season reaches gonzo proportions right in time for the shank of spring. It's time for weddings and graduations, picnics and outdoor get-togethers, and for festivals great and small. The floodgates for good times are open, and the crawfish boil is right there in the middle of it. You can call it a happy coincidence if you want, or the rhythm of nature's grand plan, or maybe the intervention of small miracles. But however you explain it, you have to admit that the timing is pretty clutch. To a certain way of thinking, that is, to the way that filters everything through a food fixation, there is some powerful synchronicity at work here. In fact, it can seem like the boil experience, as it's evolved in South Louisiana, is practically engineered for elbow-to-elbow interaction, with the pace of consumption no faster than the speed of fingers peeling tails, with long breaks between batches for catching up and cracking beers, and in its leveled playing field of sticky, spice-stained hands over a spread of newsprint. Before a formal spring wedding, there may be a crawfish boil to break the ice and introduce the two families. After a big festival, there's the side yard boil, where everyone comes together to talk about who they saw, which bands they loved, and what food they ate, while stuffing their faces yet again. The boil culture runs deep, and it seems to crop up everywhere this time of year. You almost can't avoid it. It's the steady jet engine howl of the rushing gas rings and the aroma of lemon and clove rising over the neighbor's fence or drawing the outdoor congregation to the neighborhood bar. It's just part of spring, a time when we count our region's blessings of music and art and culture before the termites swarm, the caterpillars drop, and the summer heat arrives for its long residency. This is no time to take our unique regional pleasures for granted. In life, the crawfish does not get much respect. They're raked up by the ton at harvest time, sold by the pound, and shipped live all across the country in great bundled bags, handled about as gently as a mail sack in transit. But when it's time for the boil, crawfish become an object of veneration and worship, one tied up with our appreciation for traditions and even our sense of seasons. In other cultures and other times, they built temples and statues in praise of symbols that powerful. In Louisiana, we gather some friends, order another round, and dig in. Learn more at wwno.org.